好啦，跟住落嚟咧就係保育中環啦。我要同阿盧先生道歉啊，因為我哋頭先個文件都超時咗好多嚇。咁啊，歡迎下列嘉賓，保育中環各項目的最新進展，中西區區議會文件59/2021號，歡迎下列嘉賓嘅出席，係有盧裕斌先生，發展局總助理秘書長公務二嘅李祖儀女士，發展局助理秘書長文物保育三，羅雅玲女士，中西區關注組召集人。咁仲有我哋又請咗係有好幾位嘉賓嘅，係有 Mr. Eric Hall Architecture Commons， Mr. Edgar James McCullough 係啦 ，Please take a seat 係啦，就係 Original Vision。Mr. Vicky Liu 就係 Original Vision， 仲有係 Dr. Charles Lai 就係 Aona Architects 嘅，請就坐下。咁樣咧就係、是、秘書處咧喺5月7號咧就係、是、邀請香港聖公會教省嘅管浩明牧師，亦都係我出信去邀請佢嘅。維管牧師咧回覆咧都係話俾我哋聽咧，聖公會仍在重新審視主教山地段與保育於發展計劃，現階段上未有任何資料可提供，所以佢就唔嚟我哋個議會啦。咁啊，請發展局就保育中環呢個項目咧，就係、是、能夠有一個提交文件嘅。咁文件亦都係俾咗大家噶啦，59/2020號。咁大家同事意見啊，使唔使阿盧生又由頭 present 過一次俾我哋聽啊？或者盧先生簡單啦，好嘛？
係，多謝主席，多謝各位議員。就住保育中環呢個項目咧，都主席都講咗啦，我哋啲提交咗呢個相關嘅文件。咁我簡單介紹一下啦。咁啊，中環警署建築群咧就已經活化成為大館啦，至今咧營運咗大約3年噶啦。咁去到今年3月底咧，個訪客人數咧累積已經超過咗750萬。咁至於荷里活道前已婚警察宿舍咧，亦都活化成為原創方，咁由2014年啟用至今年3月底呢，個訪客人數呢已經超過2039萬。咁踏入春季呢，係大館啊同埋原創方呢都推出咗一連串嘅項目呢，係俾大家欣賞。咁亦都呢係保障訪客嘅安全健康呢，所有活動呢都根據最新嘅社交距離嘅措施進行嘅。咁至於香港聖公會中環建築群咧，就聖公會正因應城規會就住中區分區計劃大綱草圖嘅最新決定咧，係重新審視其中中環建築群嘅預保育於發展嘅方案。前法國外方傳道大樓咧喺翻新之後咧，喺大樓裏邊咧係提供地方咧係俾法律服務同埋咧係爭議解決嘅機構使用。咁呢啲法律相關嘅組織咧，喺2020年年中開始咧，已經陸續遷入，並且咧亦都開展咗個服務。咁呢個建築承建商咧，目前仍在跟進一啲未完成嘅工作啦，同埋一啲執漏嘅工程。其他嘅服務承辦商咧，亦都安排安裝大樓所需嘅設備。咁中環街市我唔講啦，因為先剛才亦都討論咗。咁前中區政府合署咧喺翻新之後咧，就成為呢個律政中心。咁西座嘅翻新工程咧，係2019年5月咧大致完成。咁律政司嘅辦公室咧，亦都喺同年嘅10月咧開始分階段遷入西座。咁法律相關嘅組織咧，就喺2020年年中開始咧，亦都陸續進行裝修同埋遷入。咁現時咧喺西座咧，仍然都有啲執漏咧，同埋其他嘅改善工程進行中。美麗大廈亦都繼續營運啦。咁中環新海濱一號同埋二號用地咧，如果項目係有進一步嘅進展咧，咁發展局我哋另一同事咧就會進一步同社會各界啦，包括中西區區議會啦、海濱事務委員會啦，係等等咧去商討長遠發展一二號用地嘅最佳嘅路向嘅。咁歡迎議員咧係就住保育中環嘅8個項目咧提出意見同埋提問，多謝主席。
唔該曬阿盧先生。咁因為我哋早前嘅會議咧，就係有提過咧，就係中環嘅天星碼頭、皇后碼頭咧，都建議擺埋落嚟保育中環呢度咧，係去討論嘅。咁因為阿盧先生發展局咧，就係according當年嗰個保育中環嗰個 policy 當年嘅施政報告而去寫嘅資料啦。咁我哋今次咧就邀請到嘉賓咧，就幫我哋手咧，就分享咧，就係喺天星啊、皇后碼頭嘅資料啊咁樣嘅。咁我而家先請 Mr. Eric Ho 阿何先生咧。 阿何先生咧就係、是、有一個發言嘅，但係抱歉，我哋時間有限咧，可能最多就係俾到五分鐘你嘅啫嚇。係咪有文件俾咗我哋㗎啦？啱啱定係冇？啱啱俾嗰兩份文件係。
是的，但是、我想個 slide 是 original vision， 看看你們的次序是不是調轉了，還是現在的 slide
是不是還是誰先，不要緊，我有三個名字在這裡、
original vision 先，還是你們的
Vicky Liu 先，是嗎？
Asia
Asia 是嗎？或者 Kitty 幫忙一下Vicky Liu 先係嘛？好好，咁麻煩阿 Vicky， 麻煩你幫手啦。我呢個係 from the original vision 嘅，咁啊請佢幫手我哋講一講嗰、那個嗰、okay. 那個天星皇后碼頭嗰個處理啦。唔該。
First of all, on behalf of the group, our group, just like to thank you for hearing us this afternoon because we've been working hard to.
Please put your mic near your mouth and then we can listen clearly. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I would like to thank you all on behalf of our group for this opportunity to present our work to you. We were brought together by the concept of preserving the General Post Office in Central, and that has expanded into a far more inclusive sort of heritage conservation maintenance ideas that we're bringing to the Site 3. So we're going to be presenting three separate presentations. We've been working as a team, but we've taken different aspects of the project or of the concept forward. And I'm going to start with our presentation, which is loosely based on the connectivity that can be achieved in this site. But also to show what we're trying to demonstrate is the various options that are open to developers to embrace the conservation side of development within Central and to perhaps maintain and reinforce some of the great landmarks that we have there. So as I mentioned, our goal was connectivity, but I'm going to start with just, I'm going to be pretty brief here. We've distributed some handouts which have a lot more detail in them. So if I just go straight into our original goal was safeguarding the General Post Office. And that sort of morphed into reinstating a civic centre within Central. Venerating the old Star Ferry clock tower. Pedestrian connectivity, essentially trying to pull together as many links, pedestrian links as possible within the whole site itself, having very many nodal points coming through into the site. Creating exciting outdoor spaces that really are missing from Central right now, apart from the main retail street. Reinstating Queen's Pier as a heritage centre. Indoor-outdoor retail complex, so really having an indoor-outdoor feel to the whole development. Potential World Heritage Site, and then connecting Central to the harbour front. So the way we approached it was to look at the connectivity. So this is the bare site with the various landmarks around it. Then we brought in three basement levels. So this is the site after excavation. On the lowest level, we've taken car parking along with an underground mall, because we're managing to achieve the car parking within two levels of the basement and within two sites. The next level is almost all underground mall, but this is where we start connecting through to the concourses of the MTR. This is our lowest level of interaction with the surrounding developments, and this is the MTR connections, so underground connections to the main concourses of Central Station and the MTR Central Station. When we go up a level, we've got a second level of connectivity here, and this is still on a tunnel basis, but we're coming underneath the main roads, Statue Square, then across into the another underground mall. And this is the lowest level. We're having open air sunken piazzas, and this is a method we're using to actually bring the outdoor down to the underground and create some space there. I think to note at the bottom of this page, of each of these pages, what we've demonstrated is that we have required GFA open space and the provided GFA open space, and this is really to show that we can retain the GPO building and then integrate it into an urban fabric, a modern urban fabric, and still achieve the development goals that have been set for the site. Next level up, which is taking malls up, and we can see the connectivity is now at street level. So this is all street level connectivity, so that around all of these individual sites, pedestrians can access this exciting mixture of indoor, outdoor, open and covered space. The next level up is really where we actually have the highways in the sky for pedestrians. Coming in from IFC, coming in from IFC Mall, coming in from Jardine House, coming in from the City Hall. And then we've got connections out to the future development site 4, site 1 and 2. And this is where we take the pedestrians through in a 24-hour protected walkway to the Star Ferry. We're at one more level, and what we have are malls that are terraced and cascading down, so that we've got internal malls mixing with external open space, performance space type mall, very much in sympathy with the waterfront, harbourfront location. Now we start moving up into some office space above. We've got three layers of office space, which really finishes off the development. But as you can see with the GPO, we're managing to keep that fairly open, so that at all the areas around the site we're still being able to enjoy the modernist architecture of that quite striking building. And that's the last level of office. We're using all of the planning constraints that there are on these sites, and this is really a demonstration of how the site can be developed while maintaining what will potentially be a World Heritage Site, with City Hall, Star Ferry Clock Tower, Queen's Pier, GPO, all within the same vicinity. And that's the view from HSBC headquarters, looking across down view corridor to the harbour. And that's it from me. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Adrian. Maybe we need to ask another question. Do you have any care, any interest for us or for this council?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Do you have any interest to declare for this council?
Oh, no interest at all.
Okay, thank you. Absolutely no interest. Thank you.
個 PowerPoint 睇下
係咪咩？睇清楚咪你嗰個？
好，唔該。
Architecture Commons。
唔該曬，我係 Eric from Architecture Commons 咯。咁我哋其實係 在香港都做很多、社區研究，也都將社區研究變做一些可能不同的設計、不論是學校、不同的、組織，我們都有做不同的 research。 我們覺得今次這個中環的、海濱、其實是有一個很好的 opportunity、我知道、入標的 architects、希望他們都可以會有一個、public engagement 和一些、不同的、理念的 process 去是製造到一個公眾的諮詢，也都有一個公眾的參與，去看回究竟什麼為之一個 civic space， 什麼為之一個公共空間。因為這個 space 其實很特別，就是、都大家都知道是這個是 City Hall 和一個中環的一個很重要的地標。那、連埋、剛才 Adrian 也有說，就是這個舊郵政總局和、海濱的一些、historic 的建築，都其實是一個很好的建築群體，去帶回個公共想像去入去呢一個空間。咁所以就係、是如果可以有唔同嘅組織一齊去組織一啲公眾嘅想像啦，公眾嘅參與啦，同埋公眾嘅、甚至係共管去、去處理一啲、其實有好多嘅 areas of、公共空間，其實係 provide 咗喺呢個空間裏面嘅。咁點樣可以去用一啲特別嘅方式去做到公共空間嘅想像咧？其實我哋喺灣仔區議會都做咗一個28個公共空間嘅研究。咁其實個研究個結果就係好多嘅市民都會覺得香港公共空間真係個想像力真係太過低，即係我哋太過落後，比喺好多唔同嘅世界嘅唔同嘅國家啦，或者係甚至亞洲嘅國家都其實好落後。我哋點樣可以用呢個中環咁特別嘅地方去一齊去同公眾去想像呢？咁呢個係我哋唔可以即係我諗做曬所有嘢，所以我呢個 proposal 其實係想 focus on 嗰個共享嘅空間，公共空間點樣可以一齊想像一個過程，做翻一個公眾嘅參與嘅過程，去甚至去即係可能好 ideal 啦，點樣可以共管呢個空間，點樣可以一齊去同唔同嘅組織去、管理呢個空間。咁嗰、那個 planning 嘅 principles， 可能大家都睇到我哋個 documents， 就其實都係簡單嘅。我哋就係將翻個 massing push 翻去、西面啦。咁而空咗呢一個右邊一個空間出嚟，做好多唔同嘅公共空間嘅想像。咁呢個公共空間嘅想像，咁當然重要嘅就係我哋會保留翻中樓啦，同埋呢一個舊郵政總局喺呢一個群組裏面啦。咁我哋都亦都想去 explore 嗰個公共空間嗰、那個edge 係點樣可以喺weekend 嘅時候開翻嗰啲路，其實係開翻俾人去用咯。咁其實我哋都知道遮打道其實而家係行人專用區啦。咁亦都講翻嗰個共融嗰個理念，其實就係喺 weekend 嘅時候點樣可以令到可能係更加多嘅市民去享用到呢一個公共空間。咁呢啲元素其實係好好可以喺呢一個 site 一個咁特別嘅 site 去做到。咁、那個 master plan 我哋唔講上面嗰個 massing， 因為我哋其實係想 focus on 下低呢一堆嘅公共空間。咁我哋做到 approach 就係、是、可能都有少少難睇呢、這個，但係就係去connect 翻去個 harbour front 啦。咁其實個 planning 同Adrian 講嗰啲都似嘅，即、就、係、是、我哋用翻個下低嗰個 space 去做一啲 program， 但係上面嗰、那個公共空間就係我哋想去 explore 嗰個位置。咁上面其實就係一個大嘅 terrace 啦，咁去做翻嗰個 connection， 由中環一路延伸過去個海旁，咁有好多唔同類型嘅 connections 嘅 ，connect 去piers 啦 ，connect 去海濱嘅空間啦 ，connect 去我哋頭先講嗰個大會堂嗰個群組嘅一個 historic 嘅建築啦，同埋呢一個GPO 啦，同埋個鐘樓應該喺呢一度附近。好遠啊！你睇到咁但係開咗嗰個上面嗰個 terrace， 其實裏面都有好多有趣嘅公共空間，我哋可以想像。咁我哋其實就將呢一個 site 分咗做三個 zone 嘅，一個就係同 culture related 嘅 zone 啦，咁就係 GPO 啦、City Hall 群組啦等等。咁其實中間其實有好多好有趣嘅想像，譬如係一啲 performance 嘅空間啊，俾一啲唔同嘅組織去 book 呢啲房啊，用呢啲地方啊，咁去到中間就係一啲比較可能係 sports related 嘅空間啦，咁就俾唔同嘅市民去做唔同嘅運動啦、運動場啦、唔同嘅活動同埋康樂嘅設施啦。去到前面其實係有一啲 terrace 就係去望翻海旁啦，亦都去可能係甚至我哋做咗個 infinity pool 喺度啦。即係點解唔可以將一啲公共嘅可能係游泳池係變做一個好正好啱香港人喺呢一度係俾佢用翻睇翻成個海港去游水咧？點解唔得咧？即係呢個我哋係想去 push 入標嘅 team 去想像呢樣嘢啦。係啦，咁at the end 咧，就我諗我哋想講嘅就係、是，其實我哋整一個叫做create your own adventure， 你想要嘅公共空間嘅一個餐單，好似你填呢、這、一個車仔面咁。其實你去呢一個空間，你係唔同類型嘅市民、唔同類型嘅持份者，其實都有可以揾到你自己嘅公共空間嘅想像啦。不論係同 arts related 嘅嘢啦，同 GPO 同呢一個中樓有關嘅嘢咧，不論係可能係公共空間啦，去做運動啦，或者係一啲同 retail 啊，或者係唔同嘅類型嘅嘢，或者觀咁睇景嘅一啲地方等等。咁最後嗰個理念就係、是，其實公共空間係俾唔同嘅市民去 meet 嘅。咁我哋香港人，我哋嘅之前嘅好多嘅社區研究都覺得香港人係唔識得自己嘅 neighbors， 唔識得自己嘅鄰居。點樣可以做翻啲公共空間係等唔同類型嘅持份者可以 meet 咧？即係譬如星期日嘅姐姐可唔可以去同唔同嘅唔同嘅可能香港人一齊去 enjoy 呢一個喺GPO 嘅一個 art show 咧？可唔可以喺唔同嘅年紀嘅人去用翻呢個公共空間咧？點樣去塑造翻呢啲唔同嘅空間，係俾翻用一個以人為本嘅一個設計方式，去融合翻唔同嘅持份者去入翻呢一個設計嘅過程咧？咁我哋希望可以將呢樣嘢，可能發展局又好，可能係各位議員都好，即係當呢一個標出咗之後，都去 push 贏咗嘅團隊去做呢啲咁樣嘅action。多謝，咁我就去到呢度。
好，唔該曬何生。好啦，跟住落嚟咧，第三位嘉賓咧就係Dr. Charles Lee， 咁佢又亦都係同我哋講到天星皇后嘅，咁佢就 from the Aeona Architects 嘅嚇。
係主席，咁多位議員大家好啊。係，我想睇先，我哋個 slide 應該係。咁正如剛才Eric 都有講過啦，其實我哋即係呢一個solidify self-initiate 嘅一個研究咧，其實係想從唔同嘅範疇咧去擴闊一下公眾啦，對於呢一個三號用地咧，包括咗呢一個郵政總局啦，佢哋嘅未來嘅一個想像咁樣樣。咁而家咧，其實郵政總局究竟可唔可以保留咧，係一個未知之數嚟嘅。因為一直咧喺三號用地嘅招標文件入邊咧，其實都冇講過究竟呢一個郵政總局咧係需唔需要保留嘅。亦即係話咧，係各自入標嘅發展商同埋財團咧，係可以自己去有一個決定咁樣樣啦。咁我諗我哋成日都會以為一樣嘢就係保育啦，同埋發展咧係處喺一個對立面嘅。但其實近年咧喺好多香港一啲新嘅保育嘅例子入邊，我哋都發現咧呢個一定唔係一個即係啱嘅一樣嘢啦。保育嘅同時咧，其實係可以做到好多發展嘅。咁呢個亦都包括咗商業嘅發展咧，或者社區層面上面嘅發展咁樣樣。咁郵政總局咧，其實亦即係話咧，如果我哋去其實我哋可以做一個假設啦，就係、是、如果我哋唔拆郵政總局，我哋去重新再去到用郵政總局，咁其實喺個設計上邊會有啲乜嘢嘅新嘅可能性出現咗咧？咁而家咧畫面上面見到咧就係郵政總局咧1976年啱啱落成嘅時候嘅一張相啦。咁呢個亦都係香港第四代嘅郵政總局啦。咁亦都係當年一個好矚目嘅大型嘅工程之一啊。咁有多達25間嘅公司啊，同埋 這個供應商是參與這個建造的。咁當時嘅呢一個建築咧，其實就係由公務局嘅一個華人嘅資深嘅建築師咧，曾廣敏先生咧負責設計，其實都係突顯咗咧喺七十年代開始咧，華人嘅專才咧，其實都喺殖民地嘅一啲技術人員體系入邊咧，係越嚟越受到重視嘅。咁講完一個，睇先下一張 slide。係啦，講完佢背後嘅一啲背景之後咧，其實都我哋可以見到咧，喺歷史上邊咧，郵政總局咧係同維多利亞港咧有一個好深嘅一個空間上邊嘅關係嘅。我哋下一張 slide。係啦，郵政總局咧一共有五層啦，咁其實咧佢成個設計咧都係隨住郵件咧喺個郵政總局入邊所需要嘅一啲工作流程咧，係圍繞住呢樣嘢嚟設計嘅。咁所有呢啲工作人員啦、公眾啦，同埋郵件包裹嘅一啲流轉咧，其實都係受經過深思熟慮嘅設計。咁咧，其實喺呢一個郵政總局嘅設計入面咧，甚至乎有佢專用嘅一個郵件嘅裝卸嘅碼頭。頭先我提過啦，佢同維港嘅關係其實好深嘅。咁成個好似一個咁機械一般咁樣嘅一個精密嘅設計，其實都好呼應到喺現代主義建築入面一個所謂form follow function 啊，形隨功能嘅一個理念。咁呢一個咧，同維港嘅關係就係我哋個研究，我哋個設計入邊咧一個重點啦。咁我哋咧建議咧，其實將而家今日喺呢一個郵政總局前邊嘅空地咧，係變成一個下沉式嘅空間。第一咧，可以突顯翻佢當年同維多利亞港嘅一個關係咧，即係反映到佢同海港嘅一個關係啦。咁而亦都可以突顯翻咧，其實當年係有一個海堤咁樣嘅結構，而喺海堤下邊咧，其實就係當時郵政總局嘅一個專用嘅碼頭咁樣樣啦。咁當然咧，喺填海之後咧，其實呢樣嘢已經消失咗。咁喺當年嘅一個剖面圖咧，一個 section 入邊，我哋可以見得到咧，佢同海港嘅呢個關係就好深刻噶啦。咁而今日嘅呢一個郵政總局咧，其實已經拆咗呢一個部分，其實都令到咧佢嘅呢個特色係消失咗。咁我哋覺得咧，其實如果喺個設計上邊咧，去將呢啲元素放翻入去嘅話咧，其實可以產生到一個好有趣嘅一個公共空間啦，亦都令到公眾咧可以同呢個郵政總局咧有一個新嘅一個關係咁樣樣。咁而呢個下沉式嘅廣場咧，其實都可以成為咗呢一個郵政總局嘅一個新嘅入口空間。除此之外咧，亦都係一個public space 啦，可以舉辦好多唔同嘅一個公共嘅一個活動咁樣樣。下一張睇先，我跳一跳呢張先。頭先嗰張。這個呢，其實我們做過一些計算呢，就是我們希望呢在整個設計裡面，就是講到說如果我們保留這個郵政總局，但是同一時間我們又想去滿足在這個三個用地的發展上面的需要的話呢，其實我們可以呢在郵政總局的周邊呢，或者在它上面呢，是加一些新的結構在這裡，那就可以令到呢它同滿足到呢一個發展嘅面積上面嘅需求之外咧，亦都可以令到呢一個建築有一個新嘅設計，有一個新嘅生命咁樣樣啦。咁如果我哋睇一睇咧下一張 slide 嘅一個係啦，睇睇下呢一張 slide 咧，就係一個構想圖啦。咁我哋見到咧，其實成個下沉式嘅廣場咧，其實就係一個可以變成一個係公共嘅空間啦。咁大家都知道啦，今日嘅中環海濱嘅地皮成日都會舉辦好多唔同嘅活動啦。咁亦都我哋喺度諗，就係喺呢一個設計入邊咧，或者甚至乎其實喺三號用地嘅招標文件入面都有提過啦，呢啲公共空間咧，其實亦都係好重要。咁呢個元素都可以放翻喺如果我哋保育咗呢個郵政總局之後咧，係可以同佢有一個協同嘅作用啦。 咁為咗咧要滿足呢、這、一個，即係喺下一張 slide 啊，唔該。為咗要滿足呢、這、一個即係商業發展嘅一個需求咧，我哋都知道三號用地其實主要都係一個商業嘅發展啦。咁而家咧喺一個啡色嘅呢個部分入邊咧，其實大部分咧都係一啲商業嘅空間嚟嘅。咁可以係咪要我呢邊？
下一張 slide
係 OK 係啦。咁其實咧都係一啲商業嘅。用途的一些、空間啦，可以是一些商場啦、office 啦、或者甚至乎一些 F&B 的空間、餐飲的空間啦。咁我哋都即係喺唔同嘅保育例子入邊都可以睇到咧，當呢一啲商業嘅元素再合併埋一個保育嘅元素嘅時候咧，其實可以產生咗一個好巨大嘅一個協同效應啦，或者甚至乎咧係帶動到有非常之多嘅人啦去呢啲嘅地方嗰度。所以其實咧保育咧同埋發展咧絕對唔係一個對立嚟嘅。咁而同一個時間咧，其實亦都可以俾市民大眾啦可以享受到而家呢一個郵政總局嘅一啲空間啦。咁呢個就係今日郵政總局嘅一個公眾大堂嘅空間啦。我哋見到咧右手邊有一個圓拱咧，其實就係喺第二代嘅郵政總局一路保留到今日嘅一個佢原本嘅一個結構嘅部分咁樣啦。咁呢一啲嘅關於郵政嘅香港郵政嘅一啲歷史咧，其實都可以喺呢一座建築嘅一啲公共嘅空間入邊咧，可以去到展示得到啦。咁亦都因為呢個原因咧，其實我哋發現咗一樣嘢就係咧，只要我哋喺個建築物嘅周邊咧加翻一啲嘅結構嘅話咧，呢一個郵政總局嘅內部咧，其實可以甚至乎係作為一個郵政博物館咁樣嘅空間咧，係俾到市民大眾咧係入到去呢個郵政總局咧，係切身處地咁樣咧，係睇到呢一個郵政嘅一個發展咁樣嘅。咁係啦，主要呢一個就係我今日想同大家分享嘅一個少少嘅研究啦，希望可以擴闊一下大眾啦對於呢一個郵政總局嘅一個未來嘅一個想像咁樣嘅。
好，唔該曬嚇。咁咧就三位朋友可以同我哋講，就介紹咗係三用地再加皇后天星再加郵政局嗰、個建議，即係佢哋個構思啦嚇。請問你需唔需要利益嘅申報啊？
唔需要嘅。
唔需要 ，OK， 唔該。咁接住落嚟咧就係中西區關注組召集人羅亞玲女士。咁唔好意思啊，你個限時兩分鐘嘅啫嚇，唔該嚇。
多謝各位今日都聽到一個好精彩嘅三個建築師團隊嘅presentation 啦。咁我覺得咧，保育中環呢一個議題咧，其實應該擴至咧就係保育我哋中環嘅海濱區，因為頭先都有講過咧，其實我哋海濱區嗰度咧，亦都有好多重要嘅歷史建築啦，包括係一級嘅大會堂啦，一級嘅將來希望可以重置嘅皇后碼頭啦，都係一級嘅建築啦，天星鐘樓啦，同埋呢個雖然未被評級，但係我哋都好確定咧，佢係非常之重要嘅中環郵政總局啦。咁其實三隊嘅建築師團隊咧，頭先都可以 show 到俾大家睇，即使我哋咧保留呢、這、一個GPO 咧，其實都可以做到政府話佢需要嗰個發展嗰、那個GFA 嘅 Gross Floor Area。咁只要係有多啲嘅思考，睇下點樣可以將中環郵政總局咧係融合到喺個未來嘅發展度咧，佢不單可以為我哋保育到一座重要嘅歷史建築，佢可以提供一個公共嘅空間，可以做到有一啲嘅商業嘅用途，亦可以甚至可以有一個嘅郵政嘅博物館或者其他嘅展覽嘅空間啦。咁希望咧，其實而家呢個討論咧，都應該係即係要大家都留意多啲，因為咧其實嗰個招標嘅程序咧已經係開始咗，亦都係去到六月中咧就係會結束。但係最緊要嘅咧，亦都希望即係議會啦，或者係政府嘅相關部門咧，都考慮到咧，我哋如果喺今次嘅決定去揀選嗰個發展商嘅時候，可唔可以都考慮下真係認真咁樣保留中環郵政總局咧？雖然喺個標書度冇寫明，但係呢一個都係一個其中 一個可行的選項的時候，為香港呢是留下這個重要的文化遺產，亦都令到呢其實愛丁堡廣場周邊一帶的歷史建築是一個群組 的保留呢，是更加做得更加好。這裡是我想講的，謝謝。
好，唔該曬 Kitty。好啦，咁我哋爭取時間，大家可以就住保育中環呢一個嘅議題係有意見同埋發問咧，都請舉手。咁我頭先見到同事俾咗張附件一咧，就係、是、其實個文件就係講緊上次嘅保育愛丁堡廣場建築群，包括中區郵政總局、大會堂、天星同埋係黃重置皇后碼頭。咁嗰份文件一張紙，啱啱頭先早前同事擺低嘅，就應該我印象裏面呢，佢哋話佢哋招緊標呢，就係2020年12月18號招標，我所知截標呢係6月18號嘅，即係下個月。然後佢呢份文件就講得好清楚㗎啦，落實三號用地的發展需拆卸郵政總局，立法會已批出工程撥款，已在九龍灣重置香港郵政總局。咁呢個我哋都知道，我哋上屆都去參觀咗添嚇。咁所以呢呢份文件佢俾我哋咧就講得好清楚咧，就話一定係拆郵政總局噶啦嚇。好啦，咁我時間交俾大家嚇。葉錦龍議員係咪撳得燈？係，唔該葉錦龍議員。
係啊，多謝主席。即其實我對於即係咁，首先講感謝咁多位嘅建設團隊都俾咗好多嘅即係啲建議啦，即係叫做拋磚引玉咁樣俾，即係後面即係佢哋真係如果咁好彩投中咗呢笪地嘅話，就希望佢唔好咁唔好彩咁樣拆咗我哋同 GPO 啦，係咪先？即係其實我哋講緊 GPO 嘅歷史，雖然就你話佢係唔係去到法定古蹟嘅歷史咧，就未到嘅。即係以而家政府個標準，但係都就到㗎喇其實。咁但係佢作為一棟係即係郵政建築啦，政府嘅建築物啦，其實佢絕對係有一個嘅保留嘅價值。而我哋即係喺議會裏面，其實喺呢一屆嘅議會，我哋已經討論咗不下數十次㗎喇，亦都入咗好幾次嘅文件，過咗好幾次嘅動議，去要求呢個政府呢係要保留呢個 GPO， 甚至係將成個愛丁堡廣場建築群呢都要作出一個一定嘅保留嘅。即係好可惜、好遺憾嘅啫，即係我哋見到即係發展局唔知點解咧，即係來來去去都係覆翻我哋嗰幾幅皮，即係完全係感受唔到你哋係有聽到市民嘅意見。即係你話我哋議員唔專業，你話可能市民議員無物嘅唔緊要，咁你聽下啲建築師嘅意見咯。即係你哋成日口口聲聲就話，我三號用地咧就如果要發展成功咧，唔拆呢一個嘅 GPO 唔得嘅。喂，但係唔係喎？即係無論喺你哋自己嘅即係啲規劃嗰啲準則裏面啊，定還是係嗰啲咩高度限制裏面啊，其實你唔拆 GPO 其實完全冇問題㗎喎。咁啲建築師嘅團隊又俾咗好多嘅建議啦，係咪先？即係又可以係即係尊重歷史咁樣，即係還原返以前個呢個郵政碼頭咁樣，又或者係即係做咗好多大嘅公共空間嘅同時，裡面又可以一樣嘅，其實係有 shopping mall 嘅喎，因為你嗰個當年嘅要求係要有 shopping mall 嘛，摩地大摩地廣場啊嘛，我記得㗎，係咪先？咁但係你我感覺唔到發展局係有聽到我哋市民嘅意見咯。我想問一問阿盧生，我想問問李女士，喺過去嗰一年半，你過到嚟我哋呢一個嘅區議會嗰度，你有幾多嘅意見你係聽咗落去而真係 put 咗落去呢個三號用地嘅呢一個嘅招標裏面，你可唔可以答一答我？如果冇嘅話就咁答冇。
好麻煩兩位。
多謝主席，亦都多謝葉議員。咁其實呢即係三號用地方面呢，就第一就唔係喺呢個博學中環嘅項目裏面。咁但係呢雖然如此，即係我次次嚟聽咧，其實咧，如果議員係有意見嘅話咧，我哋都一定咧係將你哋嘅意見咧係帶翻俾去我哋負責呢個三號用地嘅辦事處嘅同事去考慮嘅。
即係多謝盧生嘅聲音啦，即係話咧你又攞翻去，不過咧嗰天人就唔理咁樣。咁然之後咧，你就做保育中環嘅，同三號用地係唔同嘅。但係問題在於中環係一個整體嚟噶嘛。即係你唔能夠話中環嘅保育同埋呢一個三號用地嘅發展係 contradict 嘅，係呢一個矛盾嘅。即係你而家政府嘅取向、局嘅取向就係話，總之要保育等同冇得發展。所以咧，你哋保育嘅 team 咧就俾嗰啲意見咧，發展嘅 team 係唔會聽嘅。 即係發展局咧，就即係唔做保育噶啦，就淨做發展，就乜都拆曬佢啦咁樣。即係我俾我感覺就係咁樣，即係我係好失望啊！尤其是咧，即係今年咧，地政總署咧佢嘅 open data 咧，就俾咗好多靚相我哋睇嘅。有好多係以前中環呢一個愛丁堡廣場填海嗰陣時嗰啲相俾我睇，我前嗰幾日我喺 office 嗰度睇，哇！我睇到真係馬尿都流曬，即係我見住呢一個嘅天星舊嘅天星碼頭未拆，然之後咧就填咗個碼頭出嚟，填咗個天新嘅天星碼頭嗰個位出嚟，然之後一路延展到起咗個新嘅皇后碼頭出嚟。然之後係新嘅皇后碼頭同舊嘅皇后碼頭同時間存在，然之後再俾一個 upshot， 哇、哦！原來有一個 aerial photo 係呢一個嘅舊嘅 GPO 同埋新嘅 GPO 係同時出現嘅，喺1970几年嘅時候，哇！我見到我好感動啊！我好可惜嗰陣時我未出世啊，我睇唔到舊嘅 GPO 係咩樣啊！好彩我睇到新嘅 GPO 係咩樣啫，但係你而家又話想拆咗佢，即係我都諗諗啊！咁我哋究竟要留俾？下一代嘅香港人啲咩嘅環境呢？即係我希望政府你真係動高個床板諗一諗，諗下究竟你哋想留一個咩嘅香港俾我哋嘅下一代。我嘅發言係咁多，多謝主席。
好啦，仲有冇同事就住保育中環係有意見同埋係問題？沒有，冇。我想問一問三位設計師呢，若果你哋交嚟我哋區議會今日分享嘅資料咧，我哋係可唔可以去俾相關部門噶？定係唔可以噶嚇？
OK 嘅，我哋 architecture comments。
你 OK 嘅，我見到 Andrew 都岌頭。
OK 嘅 ，OK 嘅，冇問題。
OK 嘅嚇嚇，
我哋都 OK 嘅 ，OK。
係啦係啦，多謝你今日俾呢個寶貴嘅資訊我哋啦。咁我哋我同秘書會後再睇下，我哋將研究咗嘅資料係俾發展局啊，定係希望，因為我哋唔知道將來嗰塊地係如何咁啊嚇，咁就當然就係好希望係喺天星皇后都係能夠將來講翻嗰個 heritage 嘅地方咧，係能夠即係展現翻出嚟嘅咁樣嚇。請問同事就呢個文件仲有冇講及到三號用地啦、天星啦、皇后啦、GPO 啦，有冇意見？係阿金議員。
主席唔好意思，我頭先去廁所。我好多謝香港嘅專業人士仲繼續鍥而不捨咧，對住呢個咁嘅政府都講解，即係我哋作為民間咧，即係唯一可以進言嘅就係仲用我哋嘅專業話俾政府聽，其實有好多嘢咧，唔係政府一意孤行咧。就係得到即係民間嘅支持。雖然我哋面對呢個咁嘅暴政，面對一個咁嘅銅牆鐵壁，面對我哋中西區區議會話連做中環郵政局做個保存嘅研究，連區議會想攞撥款去做都做唔到。咁我希望發展局，雖然你都唔係。做決策嗰個啦，但係今日你見到三個組織、三個專業人士都俾咗好多嘅心機去表達出，因為我而家每日都行中環嘅海邊，係一個好靚嘅地方。我都話最近我去睇呢個鄭中基演唱會坐喺個位，就諗話日後嗰度要起樓。即係我希望頭先提到，當你哋去選擇。這個保育中環這些將來的發展的時間，一如剛才那些專業的人士所說，拆除郵政局不是唯一的選項，可以希望你回去跟你的老闆說一下，這個不是唯一的選項，你要發展，即是剛才說我們不是阻住香港社會的發展，但我們希望都保留一些，香港已經沒什麼留了的了，香港已經一國兩制已經冇咗，得翻一國一制。我而家唔好講咁廣闊嘅政治制度，我哋講緊保留個郵政局啫。希望都能夠為香港做一點事。希望呢個都係民間嘅一啲嘅睇法，呢個亦都係區議會嘅睇法。希望兩位發展局嘅朋友唔好好似我哋中西區民政專員咁，我叫佢一嚿飯，佢就話我侮辱佢。 事實佢個作為都係咁樣。咁希望你唔好學佢咁啦，希望能夠真真正正聽到我哋點樣好好利用呢、這個海濱嘅地方啊，主席，我個講人多謝主席。
係，多謝曬金賢意見。其實而家呢個 GPO 咧，就係我哋呢一代嘅人咧。話葉錦龍後生都好啦，你都係睇住2000年之後嗰個填海噶嘛，即係1997嗰陣時嗰啲填海，大家都見得到噶嘛，係咪？咁亦都當年填海，海邊係好多朋友睇住點樣填海嘅嚇，咁所以咧，而家 GPO 嘅位置咧，正正就係當年我哋嗰個海岸線嘅位置。你問我呢、這個海岸線係非常值得去記錄落嚟嘅，咁你擺翻。嗰、那個而家喺愛丁堡廣場附近，我哋擺翻一個真係皇后碼頭、天星鐘樓，甚至天星嗰、那個我哋以前聽到熟曬嗰啲嘅鐘聲，再加 GPO， 佢個高度就等於你將來賣地嗰啲樓嘅高度啫嘛。咁點解要將一個用咗唔夠50年嘅地方就拆曬去變成垃圾就攞去堆填呢？而呢座樓而家我相信佢裏面冇乜裂痕嘅，唔係危樓嚟嘅。咁我個意見就真係好希望我哋係。大家俾個意見，希望將來買到塊地嗰個發展商，佢都係能夠用一個比較即係環保，同埋真係為我哋啦，即係為咗下一代係提供好多個空間。咁三個嘅意見都非常之好嘅，譬如我哋有郵政博物館啦，或者係剛才所講嘅好似車仔面咁嘅，你想愛泳池定係你想愛籃球場咧？係咪呢個可以夢想諗下我哋三號用點啊？擺呢啲設施喺度咧？我希望有一日。即係我哋係能夠盡我哋嘅所能都提翻就算乎咧將來買咗塊地嘅承建商都希望佢係能夠睇到 GPO 嘅高度，根本唔需要拆嘅嚇。咁、啊、我哋討論呢個位置嚇，咁唔該曬咁多嚇。Thank you for coming。OK， 多謝曬嚇。